Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order. Les Raymond here with the Mindful Movement Podcast. Thanks for joining me. This will be short, just a little solo episode about something that's been on my mind. The last couple weeks have been stressful for a lot of people, for the world. And it's been a reminder for me to connect to some of the mindfulness-based strategies that I've been working on over the years for myself. One of them being compassion. There's different ways to think about compassion. One that I like is just to consider what it's like for them, what it's like for them. When there's issues of tension where people find themselves on maybe sides, maybe falling victim to othering people that have different beliefs or just happen to be born in a different place. When we fall into these like stress traps, it's very easy to lose connection with ideas of compassion. When we're in the moment of trigger or stress, it takes a lot more awareness to stay grounded and consider what it's like for someone else. Anytime there's a divisive topic, one thing I've noticed over the years is that people on one side of a topic will assume they know why the person on the other side of the topic believes what they do. And in my experience, you're generally wrong. If you think you know why someone feels a certain way, you're probably wrong. If you think the other person is evil inherently, you're probably wrong. I doubt there's many people that wake up and just inherently think about wanting to be evil that day. And we all grow up in different circumstances, and there's an unavoidable fact that how we show up in one moment is at least in part due to the cumulative momentum of all the moments prior. And when someone's far away, logistically, it's even easier to think less of them. But if you were really in their shoes, if you were born in their circumstances, you might very well feel and believe the same thing they do if you had the same moments of your life lead up to that moment they're in now. And I don't think the media does us any favors. It seems like they often stoke the fires of division, and we are inherently a tribal species, it seems, and we want to be on a team and fit in and pick sides. Ultimately, we are on the same team, and this is a good time to listen to others. And to know that when we get upset, we're less likely to be a good listener, which is the exact time you want to practice being a good listener. When we get upset, it is the time that we're more likely to think less of someone else, which is exactly the time to practice compassion and what it's like for them, and not assume you know why they feel the way they do. The last thing the world needs is more division. Unfortunately, there's probably different entities and different levels that thrive and benefit from those divisions. And the best thing that we can do as a people is to not let those forces divide us further. So this is just something that's been on my mind the last week or two because of the global events and seeing the reactions. And it reminds me of kind of reactions around the COVID days where people formed beliefs very quickly. They dug their heels in the sand and just created enemies out of thin air. People that they never knew, never had a conversation with. They just thought they understood where they were coming from without even asking them. And that's a trap that leads to us as a collective society existing on a lower frequency, a lower vibration, and that negativity will spread. There are a lot of people that are under a lot of stress, some much more than others, some in physical danger type stress, some just in stress from the mental thought cycles around the topics. I think it's important to just acknowledge that under stress, we're not always our best, and it's a good time to just check in with our values and how we want to show up for the people in our life, and connecting with the ideas of compassion for others can be a useful tool in the toolkit. It may be the difference of sparing you resentment and hatred that develops towards other people, which ultimately will only hurt you. I think the saying goes, resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to get sick. Anyway, that was my thoughts today. Hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, everybody.